It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we talked a lot of football. We talked about the New York Yankees moving on, knocking off the Sox. But the team that won a World Series last year that beat the Yankees, they had no problem getting rid of the Reds. Well, now they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one takes place tomorrow in Philly. Can't wait to see how this one plays out. I was hoping that this was going to be at the championship round. Joining us right now is someone in L.A. Covers all things L.A. sports, but we're going to talk some Dodgers at this point in time right now. His name is Nick Hamilton. You can catch him covering all things, hosting on Nightcast Media, Sirius XM. It's my main man. Nick, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, JR. How you doing, man?
Listen, I got nothing to complain about. I'm living, I'm breathing, here I am.
Hey, I hear that, man, and I agree with you. This series is about a series too early. I agree with you on that, man. This is going to be a great series.
Well, we know about the Dodgers. We know about the payroll. We know about the players. We know the names. We got Shohei Ohtani on the mound tomorrow in Philadelphia. What are you expecting overall in this series?
It's going to be interesting because I think these teams are evenly matched to a degree. I think the only advantage is the fact that the Phillies could take advantage of the Dodgers' bullpen woes because the Dodgers have struggled in the bullpen, especially in the series against the Reds. They've struggled down the stretch when it comes to certain bullpen moves. So that's going to be interesting to see how the Dodgers and Dave Roberts try to fix that situation, at least correct it enough where it doesn't damage them and ultimately not achieve their goal, which is getting to the NLCS. So that's going to be interesting. When you look at, you know, the Phillies have been great against righties, but they struggle against lefties. And it's almost opposite for the Dodgers. They struggled against lefties, but been successful against righties. So this is going to be a really great series. I expect this series to go at least five.
Well, when you talk about the bullpen, we've gone through so many pitchers that the Dodgers have on staff, and we know that they've had to deal with injuries throughout the course of the year. Is it too difficult to move some of these guys into the bullpen, a role that they may not be all that comfortable in? Are the Dodgers screwed in that regard?
I wouldn't say they're screwed, but it's definitely a challenge because when you look at, you know, your bullpen guys, you pretty much have guys that you know that you can count on, you can rely on, or at least you think you can. But don't expect Dave Roberts not to make some type of changes. I mean, hey, we may see a Clayton Kershaw middle relief. We may see, you know, different guys that were probably starters or at least closers come in at some point and mix up the rotation. So I think Dave Roberts is going to play this as strategic as he can. As long as his bats are hot, his starting pitching is on point like a decimal, I don't see any issues. I think they can pretty much try to maintain the bleeding, as it were, as they get through inning 6, 7, 8 and up until 9.
Nick Hamilton is here with us from Nightcast Media in Los Angeles. The Dodgers won 93 games again. The Dodgers spending all this money. The Dodgers out here getting close to another World Series. I mean, outside of the bullpen issues, what's your analysis of this season? Is it just, hey, we won a bunch of games even though we dealt with injuries?
I think so. And I think part of that, too, is just when I spoke with Mookie Betts after they clinched their place in the NLDS, I just asked him about just the mental fortitude and how they were able to overcome certain things. And he said, man, we've gone through rock bottom. So there's nothing that we feel we can't accomplish because we've gone through hellfire and brimstone already. So anything that comes our way, we know how to handle it. We've been through it, whether that's on at the plate, whether that's on the mound, whether that's in the outfield, the infield. I think this Dodger team is just focused on taking one game at a time. They're not looking too far ahead, which I think is very smart. And they understand that the Phillies are a dynamic opponent, and they're going to have to bring their A game, and their bats are going to have to be flaming hot like a bag of Cheetos if they're going to have any type of success, especially starting out on the road and possibly trying to close this series out on the road if it goes five.
Well, Nick, you mentioned Clayton Kershaw. We know a couple of weeks ago he said, hey, this is it for me. I'm going home to Dallas. I'm going to call it a day. Has the team, have we heard anything about, hey, we got to win another one for him on the way out the building?
Oh, definitely. I think that's one of their goals. They would love to have you know, Clayton Kershaw be a part of another world championship. You know how instrumental he was in 2020. Obviously, dealt with some injuries the last couple of years. And then going out on his own terms, a player that has been with the organization since he was called up into a current, which is, you know, really unprecedented these days when you look at just how, like you mentioned, you know, contracts and big time spending and so forth. And he maintained his stability with the Dodgers organization. So I think a lot of players, they only not want to win for themselves, but they really want to win another one for Clayton Kershaw, because this is a very tight knit group inside that clubhouse. They do play for one another.
Oh, that's good. So there's no beef in that. Oh, everybody's making all this money. I know the biggest stars are Japanese. It's everybody loves each other in there.
Well, I think they look at the bigger mission. Look, man, we ain't got to be, you know, sing kumbaya every night, but I think they do. They're professionals, and they do have a great relationship. I mean, when you look at times where they've gone out with one another to, you know, different players, events, obviously these players have various charitable organizations that they've started and continue to develop, and a lot of players come out and support one another, which is a beautiful thing to see. And I think that builds chemistry and camaraderie, because these guys have been together for the most part. Most of them have been together for quite some time. And so I think you build a certain level of rapport, and you want to win at all costs. And sometimes you put your personal egos to the side and you go for what you know, which is, hey, man, we want that crown. We want to bring that championship back to Los Angeles, not just for themselves, but for the fan base as well. They want another parade down Figueroa.
Nick Hamilton is here with us from Nightcast Media in Los Angeles. You can catch him on SiriusXM. I got to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. Like, he's like a ghost. He's a mystery. He doesn't really speak. He doesn't say anything. Is he a human being? Is he a robot? Has he told you a joke? Like, what the heck is this guy's deal? You don't even see photos of him outside.
Oh, yeah. You rarely see photos of outside of Dodger Stadium, but listen, Shohei Ohtani is the real deal. He is kind of guarded. I think the people around him kind of guard him as well, you know, for whatever reason. But Shohei, you know, he loves the fan base. I mean, I call him the LeBron James of baseball, and he's built like LeBron, maybe a few inches shorter. But, I mean, he's got that big build. He has a larger-than-life presence. That smile that he flashes, whether it's to the Japanese fans, the Japanese media, or even just regular fans, American fans. I mean, people love it. He goes out, he gives it his all. He's a, you know, top-notch superstar. Instrumental in winning a championship in Los Angeles, his first championship, possibly of many. He is a huge presence, and Shohei Ohtani brings life. He brings excitement. And, listen, I think he's getting accustomed to LA lot more than people think.
Okay. Okay. I was just saying, is a guy a robot? Is he a robot?
Nah, I thought so too when he first got here. But you know, when you're around him a little bit more, and you're kind of able to watch him, you know, when he's at the ballpark and you kind of watch him on the Jumbotron when he's doing little commercials and things like that. This kid is an international superstar. No question. Baseball should be thanking the baseball guys that they sound this level of talent. I mean, it's not just him, but I mean, since we're talking about him, I mean, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
How sustained? The Dodgers are trying to go back to back. How sustainable is this into the future? You got Shohei. I know his money's deferred, but he's going to be around for the next, what, seven years after this. You bring in Yamamoto. Freddie Freeman is not going to play forever, but he's still in his prime. Mookie Betts, the same here. But when you're spending this much money, are they going to be around just for a long time?
I think they'll be around as long as they need to be. I think, I mean, and you also have to add Tommy Edman, who's coming along. You have to, you know, they have some pitching. This team is built to win championships. They have a terrific front office that knows what it takes to win. They know how to wheel and deal. I think Dave Roberts is the right manager for this ball club. I know at times years ago, people were calling for his job. People were calling for his head, making sure his key card no longer works. But then as soon as he starts to win championships, the tide has turned and people are a little more accepting of Dave Roberts. They still question some of his moves, especially throughout the season at times, and even sometimes in the playoffs. But Dave Roberts has been proven that he's a winner. He knows what it takes to win. And at times, he will be unconventional, as we've seen in championship moments in times before. So I wouldn't take Dave Roberts lightly. As long as Dave Roberts is there, you're going to see Shohei, like you said, Freddie. Mookie is really coming along strong. Like I said, Tommy Edman. Hopefully they can get Will Smith back at some point. Kike Hernandez, who's a fan favorite, who's the energizer bunny in the clubhouse. So, you know, they got some talent over there, and I got some young talent on the rise as well.
Well, Nick, let's think about tomorrow, the next week, maybe the next couple of weeks. Do you think these Dodgers will beat Philadelphia? Will you think they ultimately win another championship?
It's tough, man. I think it's going to be their toughest series in this playoff run. It's going to go. I think it's going to go five games. It's funny because the Phillies, the two times they played each other, they've taken two out of three in the series. But again, both teams have been solid at home. So I think it could come down to a fifth and deciding game if the Dodgers, you know, bullpen is on point, or at least they start rotating guys into that bullpen besides the starters. The bats are good. They're taking their time. They're getting their on-base percentage up high. This team can definitely go to back to the World Series because I believe the winner of this series will represent the National League in the World Series.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, look, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. We know they're certainly capable. Nick, tell everybody where they can follow you, everything you do at Nightcast, just you, period. Fill us in.
Hey, man, well, you guys can follow me on Twitter at NickHamilton213, on Instagram at The NH Experience, and also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at Nightcast Media. That's NITECASTNEDIA, NightcastMedia.com. We do sports, entertainment. I mean, hey, we got some great college football coming up. We're in the midst of NFL season. We got award season coming up on the entertainment side. So all the award shows are coming. It's just going to be a great, great year to finish out and heading into the 2026 year.
Yeah, good stuff. I got to see you in L.A. soon, Nick. When's the last time I saw you, man?
Man, it's been too long. See, when you get big time like JR, ladies and gentlemen, you know you got to make appointments. So I got to call your assistant and get Crayon in. You know, they can pencil me in. You know, I mean, look, man, I'm going to try to scrape up some money. We could try to go to Nobu or whatever restaurant you want to go to when you're in L.A., man. I'm going to try to get some Groupons together.
Oh, boy. You know, I walk down alleys where I'm not supposed to be. Quite the opposite. Hey, Nick, always a pleasure, man. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Appreciate you, man. Great work, man.
No doubt about it. Big shout-outs and much love to my main man, Nick Hamilton, out in Los Angeles with Nightcast Media. Always good to see. I haven't seen Nick. I tried to see him in December. I tried November. It doesn't matter. So I tried to see him at the end of last year. I'll see Nick soon.